Tvoivasmi, tvoivasmi, na jivami tam vina, iti vigyaya radhe tam nayamam charanantike. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Parama Rajatama, Diksha Guru Padapadma, Nichilila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astotra Satasri Srimad Shula Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Parama Rajatama Shiksha Guru Padapadma, Om Vishnupad Astotra Satasri Srimad Shula Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. So this class is another practical class as an expansion of the two verses that Srila Gurudev told us to always remember when he was giving his first class. So we'll discuss those two verses and how to practically apply them for the purpose of being able to get rid of obstacles in our bhajan by becoming free from anger and resentment, and how to treat others, and how to respond to others' treatment of ourselves. Before doing that, in pursuance of Sripad Bhakti Sar Maharaj's class of yesterday regarding love distribution, I just wanted to pass out these cards that I myself give out. It has my email on it, but that's not important. It has the two email addresses for receiving Srila Gurudev's lectures in one's own email, recent lectures and old lectures, and also how anyone can sign up for the new BVNM tours, which means just like yesterday. The first day Gurudev arrived, he came to the airport and he came off the plane and he met Emily, the new person who met him on the plane. So photographs was taken of all that. And then with captions under them, they were sent out around the world to those who are on the list. So Vasanti and Anita, the two devotees who travel with me, they have lots of good experience in meeting people at airports. We were just in Malaysia and they met the guard downstairs of Nandakishore Prabhu's building. And Vasanti became friends with him and in a few moments and asked if he wanted to get Srila Gurudev's lectures. He said yes. And because we were there for 1 week in Malaysia and visiting Nandakishore Prabhu again and again, she met him day after day. So right away he started receiving the lectures, and then he told her how grateful. We don't always meet the same person again and again, but this was just an example of how she got an immediate response on the lectures. And they had no connection with Srila Gurudev before that very day. So I'm going to pass, you can just pass them around, and then we can drop that subject. So even if you meet new people, brand new, who've never come in contact, if you feel they're sincere and they want, you think that they can try something, they can always press a button and unsubscribe, then they can either subscribe themselves by writing to that address, or you can just gradually make a list of people that you meet who want this and send them to myself, and then we'll put them on ourselves, and immediately they'll start getting lectures. Okay? So now for the subject matter of the class. The two verses, one, Srila Gurudev said, is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Tatena kampam shushumikshamanam punjana evatmakritam vipakam ridvagvapurbir vididanamaste jivete jo muktipade sadayavak. Srila Gurudev often discusses the meaning of this verse in his international travels. He said that we must always keep this verse in our heart. Not necessarily if you can't remember the Sanskrit, but the meaning and mood, he said, we should always keep in our heart. Srila Gurudev gave an entire class on this verse in 1997 in France. And before beginning the explanation of the verse, he said, I'm only here for 4 or 5 days, just as now, only for a few days. And now it's already into the 3rd or 4th day. So I insist that you give me your entire full attention in my classes. Stop making garlands. Stop chanting or doing anything during this class. I'm just repeating his words. I'm not saying it for now. Then he said, you can chant during an ordinary devotee's class, or a non-devotee like myself, anybody who feels like chanting now, you can. But he said, but for when a bona fide guru, pure devotee comes, you should stop everything and drink in what I'm saying with your ears and with your eyes too. Keep your eyes wide open. And also keep your mouth wide open while I'm speaking. Just as when Srila Vyasadeva was speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam to his wife, she had her mouth open in amazement. And Sri Sukha, the parrot of Srimati Radhika, flew into her mouth and then came out 11 months later as Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. So Srila Gurudev was explaining in that connection that Sri Sukadeva Goswami is the embodiment of transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge, Vidyabhadu Jivanam, is Bhakti Devi herself, ultimately Srimati Radhika. And Sri Sukadeva Goswami is the embodiment of that transcendental knowledge. So you'll also become filled with that. Then he began explaining the verse. Tatenu kampam su sumikshamanam. Su means very good. Su sumikshamanam means we should consider in a very good way whenever anything happens to us that disturbs us, we should consider very carefully, is this thing good for me? Is it good or is it a bad thing that's happening? Whether it's good or bad, apparently, it's always good for me. It's always meant for my auspicious life, in this life and in future lives. Anything that happens to me is always the mercy of Krishna to purify me. He said a conditioned soul should think that I've committed so many sins and therefore these obstacles in my bhakti have manifest. That's why I am so wretched. These are Gurudev's words. Wretched, stupid, and nonsense. And I have no taste for hearing and chanting. As Srila Gurudev said the other day, it's not Lila Sukha Prabhu's fault and it's not Vrajabalabha Prabhu's fault. Then he pointed to his own heart and he said, it's your fault. You are the cause. So a conditioned soul should think like that. If he can't chant, then he should think, I've committed so many offenses for so long to so many Vaishnavas, and therefore I'm having these obstacles. A pure devotee who also has suffering conditions coming to him, but as shown in that beautiful class, beautiful play, drama of last night, when Srila Haridas Thakur was being beaten in 22 marketplaces, He didn't remain with the clean white kurta, but his skin was all taken off by the whipping. His muscles were practically all taken off, and then he became just like a skeleton with a few shreds of muscle hanging from a few of the bones. But still, he was ecstatically chanting. And he was, as shown in the drama, he didn't at all care about himself because he wasn't feeling any pain. Rather, he prayed, please excuse these whippers. And he was also thinking, Krishna is so kind. He's using me as an instrument so that he can show how glorious is a pure devotee and how tolerant he is and how he doesn't blame anyone, how he even wants to help the person who's hurting him. So just to glorify me, Krishna is so kind that he's giving me this condition. I once asked Srila Gurudev, just to get off this France class for a moment, I asked him, how is it that a pure devotee appears to be sick? Because Srila Gurudev was often getting apparent sickness, even from when we first met him 12 years ago. And he said, there's two ways to look at it. A conditioned soul should think in one way about himself, and he should think in a different way when he sees the pure devotee apparently sick. For himself, he may think, suppose he's sick, then he should think, oh, Krishna is so kind to have given me this sickness because I have so much anger in my heart and I'm always acting on that anger. But Krishna is helping me to control that anger because now I'm helpless. Previously, I wasn't helpless and I was able to just be angry and try and control everybody in a very heavy way. But now I've become helpless and I'm dependent upon all those same people. So if I continue my anger, then they'll stop taking care of me. So I have to be very careful and control these bad habits. And oh, Krishna is so kind to help me control my lust. How can I be lusty in this sick situation?